Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner joins us this time around. Ellen, boy, a lot happening in these last couple of weeks in Washington, and now this deal with Iran. What was the reaction to the deal? We know that there was some bipartisan cooperation in the sense that some hate it and something else needs to be done, and some think it's a great way to have diplomacy.
Well, basically, it's been interesting because so many of the groups are really, it's brought some of the Democrats and Republicans together on this issue. They say that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, that this does not stop them from totally enriching uranium. Other people think it does.
Yeah, so what the best guess, though, you saw Benjamin Netanyahu goes crazy and says this is just a disaster. So our relations with Israel, you think they're going to get worse?
I do think that, I mean, it's hard to get worse when... are you there?
Yeah, it's hard to get worse.
Sorry. It's hard to get worse when you basically have a situation where we're giving about $3 billion a year to Israel. So they can get worse, but only to a certain extent because they're dependent on us for all of that aid, military aid mainly.
Yeah. The other thing is immigration. Big today, the president speaking gets heckled. What was that about?
Okay, so the president is on both a speaking tour and a tour to raise money in California, and he was at a immigration rally, and a reform person asked him to basically stop with the deportations. Now, it's also interesting, today was a report on gay and lesbians who are seeking asylum in the United States, and how much longer they're being kept in detention than other people. So there is a lot of immigration issues that are coming up, and it is interesting the president gets heckled on the same day that this report comes out.
Yeah, you're telling me about the whole thing with the other side of the gay and lesbian issue with the whole asylum, too, that is going to be part of this, part of now probably what we'll see is a big push. That'll be a group that will be hammering Obama to do something, right?
Well, yes, but the issue is why are they being kept in detention longer than just plain old people who are escaping across the border? Doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. Last thing, so now everybody's off, everybody takes off, and they're back the first week in December?
Yes. It's off for Thanksgiving recess, as it's called. It's called time to go home. As I always say, Congress starts getting work done and doesn't stay through Christmas when the wives and husbands start saying, well, you promised the kids you'd be home. And that's pretty much what's going on now. And, of course, don't forget, lots of places, including Texas where you reside, have a lot of Thanksgiving Day football games. That's a very important way that members of Congress raise money and show their support and are involved in their community.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
All right, so you heard Ellen there talking about the president getting heckled and talking about immigration and these deportations that have so many that are in the country illegally, furious as to what's going on. And I think every time there's an opportunity to disrupt something that either the president's involved with or somebody else in Congress, when there's an immigration thread to it, you're probably going to see more and more of that. You know, it's interesting starting the year off, and we'll have a whole year-ender coming up, looking at some of the big stories and the biggest flubs that we've seen. And, of course, turkeys. Tomorrow on our last show, we have not only a special Nail the Score edition for anybody who's left behind in our last two segments of the third hour, but also the biggest turkeys in politics, sports, business, and just about anything. How about turkeys in general, things that have happened over the past year? And my list is so ridiculously long that it's off three pages. We'll see if my list is similar to your list. I have a feeling some of the things certainly will probably be copacetic with things that I think just were the worst, the biggest turkeys, the biggest idiots of the year. And then some people actually who surprise us will certainly do the good stories. For goodness sake, you know, I say this, sometimes I feel like we crack open the mic and it's nothing but negative, 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 negative. And it makes you want to just burrow in a hole or finally get that bunker and disappear. And I hope that is not the case, because that's why we offer some of the lighter fare, too. Because trust me, there are good things and good people. There are things that are happening out there that make you laugh and make you smile. And that's why we do Nail the Score, and we also have our cheap movie reviews, and we're going to do the cheap movie reviews in this show. We'll do that in this show, because we're going to talk to somebody who wrote the book that became the movie Homefront. And I had a special screening of Homefront. Jason Statham stars as the lead character in it, and James Franco is in it as well, and I thought it was excellent. I really enjoyed it. And it opens on Wednesday. This is movie time, when people who normally maybe don't even have a chance to go to the movies decide, with family in town or whatever, or just some time off, rare time off, they take it and they go and see a couple of the movies. And there have been some big ones out, certainly, but there are some bigger ones that are opening during the holidays. And traditionally, right around Thanksgiving is when you'll see that start. There'll be an avalanche of movies, like Anchorman 2, the second edition of that is coming out with Will Ferrell. There have been a lot of commercials made. In fact, somebody sent me something today. There's a special Ben and Jerry ice cream out. It's called Scotty Scott, something like that. And he's on the front of it. It's supposed to be pretty excellent, and that's just a limited edition. But that's that whole Anchorman thing. And you see him on a couple of the car, one of the car commercials, truck commercials actually is what it is. So they're pumping that up. They're doing the product placement thing. And I believe that Anchorman 2 is probably going to get a pretty big, big audience. And anytime there's an action flick, we know what happens with these action movies. We're already seeing it. The second part of yet another Wolverine, I think, is set to come out, too. I mean, how many, for goodness sake, how many times can we see Wolverine? I like Hugh Jackman. But I think Wolverine has served his time, and perhaps it's time to hang up that character, I'm just saying. Although, how many Rockies did they do? 7 Rockies, which is ironic because the movie Homefront, and we're talking to Chuck Logan, the guy who wrote the book Homefront based on this movie, Homefront was adapted by Sylvester Stallone, who wrote the screenplay, because people forget he was really a guy who was a writer and did screenplays. Rocky, he wasn't supposed to star in Rocky. Rocky was his screenplay. It was his story that he put together that he eventually sold in Hollywood, and then the rest took off for him. So he has been involved in adapting movies and writing and producing other movies, too. And it just so happens that he's involved with this movie, Homefront. But I don't know. I think there's a life line for characters, even in books. And there's probably books that you read, and there's, you know, it's like Jack Ryan. How many times can we read about Jack Ryan? We went backwards with Jack Ryan, we went forwards with Jack Ryan, and of course, God rest his soul, Tom Clancy, I think, is one of the best characters ever written. All right, we're talking real life next. Those odds and ends on the day, the ripple effects coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Throughout our next couple of shows here on America Tonight, I want to see how far people are traveling. Send me the mileage of how far you are traveling this Thanksgiving holiday. You can do that at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or call us, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Because I want to see if AAA is right. They say the average American is traveling 50 miles for Thanksgiving. So when they're going to visit someone, they're going to visit the grandmother, some other part of the family to spend the holidays with them. If they're not flying, because it's different if they're flying. If they're not flying, most people are on the roadways, and AAA says that's over 44 million now. They're saying it's over 44 million. So do you fit into that bunch? Or are you flying somewhere? Whoever has the most miles in the next 2 days, I will send them a copy of the book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. So we want to give that to the person who has the most miles to travel to grandmother's house for Thanksgiving. Now, I used to travel all the time. I think I said this when my mother was alive. We used to always, not always, but it seemed like we were going back east for a lot of Thanksgivings, and I always lived far away from home once I got out of school. So I would be doing the airport thing mostly. A few times I've done the car thing, and it does fall within that 50 miles, but then a lot of times that's a day trip, which is different from certainly from staying overnight. So don't forget about that. If you're making tracks on a big trek for the Thanksgiving holiday, I definitely want to hear how many miles you're going. And do that, americatonight.net or 855-266-5283. You know, every time the holidays come around or you know that there's conversation about it, you know who I think about is the people in Newtown, Connecticut, because I can remember that I was in Austin, Texas, and I was stunned when I flipped on the tube and I saw it was CNN. And they were talking about this, that the school, somebody had come in, and you could see that there was hysteria about, and there was every place you flipped, there was something about it. You started to get more of a sense of what had happened there, and just that a lone gunman had come in, and some of the exaggerated tales of what had happened there. And now here we are, almost a year later. They're tearing down the school, because they decide, no, none of the kids should go back to that school, which some people think, well, why would they tear down Sandy Hook? Personally, I think it was a smart thing to do. 26 people died there, 20 kids. I don't know. I think it was smart with the money that they received. There's plenty to go ahead and start from scratch and do another school. Just forget about it. Just take it out of the equation because it's such a horrific thing. And I know psychologically, somebody who has a PhD in psychiatry, psychology, or whatever is listening to me, and they're cringing and saying, well, you have to, that's how you deal with things. But I think this is how you deal with this. I think it was such a blight and so incredibly horrific for the people left behind, the kids that got out of the classroom, people in the community, that whole thing. Just tear it down, take it down. I think it was one of the smartest things they decided to do. So now, the question that always hangs in the balance when something like this happens is why? What makes Adam Lanza go into this school and kill these people who he really has no connection to? What is it? What happened that made him do that? And was there any kind of a sign, a warning, something that this was going to happen? They finally have a report that's come out. It just came out on Monday. And the word is they're closing the book on the second deadliest shooting in U.S. history. The motive goes down as a question mark. We do know Adam Lanza was riddled with mental illness. He shot himself at the end of his 11-minute rampage on the kids and the teachers. And police didn't have any signs that he gave any sort of an indication or anything to anyone around him that he was going to commit the crime. They did a 44-page summary of the investigation, and they released it. And summing it up, they say the evidence clearly shows that the shooter planned his actions, including the taking of his own life, but there is no clear indication why he did it or why he targeted Sandy Hook Elementary School. He had gone there from first through fifth grade, but there wasn't any connection to him. Some teacher, some problem, some employee at the school, nothing. No contact with anyone in the school that day. The only thing we know to be true is he had some serious mental health issues, and he didn't live a normal life. And he didn't interact with other people. How does this contribute to the whole shootings? And mental health professionals who saw him say they didn't have any idea in his younger life that there was any signs that could predict that this sort of a thing was going to happen. And it happened less than 5 months, and this is what I think shook up so many people, although both incidents in some ways are very different. It happened less than 5 months after the shooting in the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, outside of Denver, of course. And so this was this whole mass shooting deal, people dying, people being injured. And it started the whole debate over guns, 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 schools and being safe, mental health. And it's led to some tighter regulations when it comes to firearms, which I don't think that's going to stop somebody. If they want to get guns, if they're going to use guns and going to do something like this, they're going to do it. It's the backlash against firearms I honestly don't get. And this is from someone who does not carry guns. I don't have guns. There are people around me who are anti-gun. There are people around me who think it's ridiculous, and you should have a right to bear arms, you should have a right to hunt, you should have a right to protect your property, that kind of stuff. But the backlash, I think, is just aimed in the wrong direction. If anything, the only common denominator between James Holmes, who is alive, and he was the movie theater shooter, and Adam Lanza, is that they were loners, they were troubled, they had mental health issues, that something was triggered inside them that could be completely different. Whether it was the need for fame in the case of James Holmes and losing his mind and identifying with something completely different. I mean, either way, that was the common denominator, some sort of mental health problem. And then you look further into what passes for mental health facilities and whatnot in the United States. In so many states, when they've had to cut back, one of the things that they've slashed has been mental health facilities, which I think is not good. If people are, the pressure, the stress, the need for success, the need to say, look at me and get your 15 minutes of fame, whatever it is, the bullying, the different kind of life that we see now for teenagers and young people versus what it was in sleepier times. Not that there weren't people that weren't right, but I think now more than ever, there has to be a closer examination of that. And what does that look like? I don't know. So how do you single someone out? Someone could be having a bad day. How would you have any clue of this? And so unfortunately for Adam Lanza, there was no red flag. There was nothing. There was nothing that showed that he was going to do this. He was capable of doing it. And, you know, he didn't like, you know, there are things written about him from psychologists where he didn't like noises and confusion, and he had issue when he had to go to different classes, and he didn't want to be in a crowd, and he got tutoring and homeschooling. And by the time he hit ninth grade, he was shutting himself in and playing video games all day long. So he was absolutely an isolated kid. Absolutely. I mean, his mother wasn't allowed in his room. Nobody was allowed in his room. And this was a slow withdrawal. And I think that's one piece of history to look at and to study and to see if there's a way that you can fit that into some of what teachers see in classrooms and see in some of these children as they go through the school system. But other than that, they have no motive as to why he did what he did. Stay with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean Blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. only $97, plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have.
Beautiful. We just took a bunch of pictures. It's amazing.
Real cold. It is real cold.
Cold. I don't like the cold. I am a summer baby. It's very cold.
I usually layer up, put on a couple pairs of socks, and I walk to work every day. Takes me about 20 minutes, so I try to bundle up as much as I can.
Whether or not you're ready, the weather is the buzz in the backyard. So as we bounce around on these holiday shows here on America Tonight, Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, everybody, in case I forget. There are some people that are really dealing with some nasty, nasty, nasty storms. And Albuquerque, New Mexico, a place that I lived for a couple of years, they got it bad. They had a storm where there was traffic backed up and there was accidents and they had the snow plows out and they had to sand plow and sand the roads and all that sort of stuff. But in parts of Texas, and that's where it started. Well, really, Southern California stretched into Texas. There were trees that smashed into cars, and there were ice storms and all of that. And I mentioned this in a previous show in Oklahoma. It was bad. They had some people that skidded off of roads, and sadly, a couple of people died. Highway 70, I used to go on that all the time when I lived in New Mexico, and two people died there. And this is a sad tale and something to remember. A lot of times you just kind of forget about the whole safety belt thing. But with kids, you can't forget about it. And there was a four-year-old in one of the cars. It didn't have the restraint on. You know how you put the restraint across them? And she died when the car that she was in slid across Highway 70 and basically fell over the embankment. And so she wasn't properly in. And they think that's what led to that. And maybe Arkansas had the worst. They had 18 crashes in just this two-mile section of 540 on Monday morning. And the largest was this three-car pileup, right? And no one died, thank goodness, but they had to fly some people out of there, and that was pretty bad. And you know when you start to hear that, if you're talking 18 crashes, that means black ice, brother. That means something is nasty on that road, and then it's too late. Before you know it, you're backed up, and that starts that chain reaction. But this wasn't a chain reaction. These were crashes. So that absolutely has to do with what the conditions were on that road. And then in Yuba County, California, somebody died when a tree fell on top of their car. And, man, that has to be the worst. You don't see it coming. They're in the tree, boom. I mean, they're in the car, and then that tree goes over so fast, and that's it. It just caught them by surprise. So Thanksgiving Day, the real joker in the deck is going to be in the Northeast. They think they're going to get a layer of snow. And they think, they being the weather people, the National Weather Service interpreting the lows and the highs and the weather patterns, that it's going to be colder than usual. So that makes sense that they're going to get that snow. It's going to be pretty cold in the Northeast. And if people are traveling, it just depends. If you're traveling, mostly people will do the road thing. You know, the 44 million or so, what they're projecting, which is what I said before, at least 50 miles from home, somewhere in that 50 mile or more period of how many miles you're going, or jumping on the plane. And of course, that would be different. I mean, that would be different how many miles you're traveling or whatever. But it is the busiest travel day. And the busiest travel day is of all. Oh, and I have traveled on this day. I am an informed person, and I don't know what I was thinking. I think I was thinking I could beat the odds. Have you been there? Have you traveled, my friends, ever on a Sunday after Thanksgiving? Oh, it's the worst. American Airlines, I can remember clearly in Philadelphia being, it was so backed up that it took an hour and a half just to get inside the terminal. I thought, wow, what do you come 5 hours before your flight? Barely made the flight. They were pulling people out. Are you on this flight? Are you on that flight? They're pulling people out of the line because they realized, hey, they've definitely come here 2 hours ahead of time. It's just ridiculous how busy this is. Now, the second busiest day is Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So that's when you'll see the most crowds, those two times. And then on the roadways, it makes sense that Wednesday would be crazy. Some people take a half day and they just hit the road. And Sunday, coming back will be nasty. But the good thing is, if you're on the road and you've got to get gas, you're not going to pay as much. I just filled up the other day and I got gas for $2.49. How crazy is that? It's like a holiday in itself. So in a lot of places, it's going to be less than $3 a gallon. In most states, probably the cheapest that we've had maybe in 3 or 4 years. So there's the good news. So whether you're driving somewhere over 50 miles, you're going 600 miles, you're going however many miles you're going, at least when you fill up, it's not going to be as painful. But if you're in the air or if you're on any of these crowded highways, you just have to know that you just have to be patient. What are you going to do? You're stuck. It's just random. It's random as to whether you get lucky and you get an open window of time where there's not as many people that are traveling. And let's hope that some of the icky weather holds off. Because in the Northeast, it'll get nasty if people are going up and down that Northeast corridor where they're going from, could be anywhere from Washington to Philadelphia to further up north or whatever. So flights were canceled already. You got some bad roads that were frozen over. I told you about that one stretch. And sometimes parts of the country that you would normally think they wouldn't get hit with the storms are getting hit with the storms. And then that kind of throws everything out of whack when you're not expecting it. Now, I know that the people in the Midwest listening to the show, my beloved flyover states, which I spent a big chunk of my life already in the flyover states, they laugh. I mean, they just laugh at us because this is nothing compared to what will happen in Minnesota or South Dakota or parts of Illinois you know, just look at a map and they'll get buried in snow and it stretches out. I mean, the winter stretches out and the whole snow blower thing and digging out is nothing. It's just something that happens that you're prepared for compared to the rest of us who are stunned when we have a dusting that we're not expecting. And we don't really, frankly, live in a city where they have enough trucks or they have the knowledge of sanding sometimes the roads ahead of time so that you don't get that black ice that leads to horrific car accidents and, you know, all that stuff. The whole idea of what the weather can do to a place that just has no clue in how to deal with especially snow or ice or any of that. I'll tell you what, the weathermen in Texas, to me, some of the weathermen, they win the award for the big hype at the tail end of 2013 because that's all you heard. It was like Snowmageddon was going to smash into the Lone Star State and it was going to spread like glaciers starting to spread to the northeast. They were melting. They were going to push it all the way to the northeast. And really, you looked at it and you started to see what they were saying about the temperatures and what was spreading where. And you thought, my gosh, we've got to run to the markets and hoard every piece of food that we can possibly hoard because it is Thanksgiving and we're going to be locked in for days. It's going to be that awful. And that did not happen. So good for some and awful for others because I mentioned New Mexico, I mentioned parts of Texas, I mentioned parts of California. So it's, again, one of those things where location, location, location as to whether or not you were slammed already by the storm that's predicted to ruin Thanksgiving travel. And it certainly would be ruined if you were traveling and you were stuck at an airport, whether it's fair or not, and they delay the flights or cancel the flights. And, you know, the other day they canceled 300 flights on Sunday out of DFW. And the reason they did it is because they were anticipating harsh weather. So some people got re-racked, and they didn't need to be re-racked. But ice is the wild card. If it ices up, that's when everything stops, whether it's the highways or whether it's flying and they've got to do the de-icing thing, you know, whatever it is. And then heavy rain, because they're still expecting a lot of heavy rain in Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia, Florida and South Carolina. And they're saying that really by Tuesday, the rain is going to reach the mid-Atlantic states and parts of the Northeast. And that turns into freezing rain. And then you get those deadly conditions and you can't. You know, then it's off the chain trying to rescue people or get into pile-ups or, you know, whatever it takes from there. So that's the reason why the mass hysteria over the possibilities of brutal conditions because of so many people that are going to be on the roads trying to travel from one point to the other. Coming up on America Tonight, birthdays. There are a lot of people that celebrate birthdays in December. Do they get ripped off? Do they still get the same amount of presents when you're kids? I think that really matters. Same amount of presents that they would get if they had a birthday in the spring or in the summertime or any other time of year except for December. I'm going to tell you about one kid who got really lucky on his birthday. And, of course, he has a November birthday, but so close to Thanksgiving. Wait till you hear this story coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
My name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted, and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
So you know how we used to do birthdays? Sometimes we'll randomly surprise you and throw birthdays into the mix somewhere in the show. And I happen to hear about this birthday, and not surprisingly, maybe some of you heard about it too as well. I mean, what do you do when you're the couple that has everything, including a gazillion kids, and you have more money than you know what to do with? Now, these are two very, very famous people who, by the way, donate a lot to charity. So I think for whatever you say about the nonsense of pop culture and what celebrities do, and I agree, really, who cares? The one thing you have to say about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie is what I just said, is that they help a lot of people, give away a lot of money, and Brad Pitt even helped rebuild some of those houses in New Orleans and helped to try to create sustainable housing where people could help themselves. And apparently that's working pretty well. And it was his dough that was pumped into this that started it and allowed it to happen and to make it thrive. So, bravo to that, because there certainly is no rule that says you have to do it. But I think you'll find this interesting. He turns 50 years old. Yep. There is no fountain of youth, even for people who are famous celebrities. And Brad Pitt now has an island, owns an island for his 50th birthday. Thanks to his wife and, well, soon-to-be wife, supposedly, Angelina Jolie, they're together, his partner, whatever, who paid $19 million for an island shaped like a heart. So, really, the paparazzi couldn't go there, so that kind of makes sense. It has properties that were actually designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, and so it's got two houses there. It's secluded. If you're notoriously private and all you have is paparazzis following you all over the place, that could kind of make sense. $19 million. If they built these houses, or the one house anyway, in 2008, it has a bunch of, you know, skylights in it and panoramic views of the island, of course, with rock and wood fixtures, and the property just kind of melts, I guess, into the to the island, but how wild is that? What can I give my love for his birthday? Let me see. $19 million for an island? That's it. I like the idea of an island present. Matt, so I don't think anyone's ever given you an island for a birthday present. You have a birthday coming up next week. Are you anticipating anything close to a $19 million island?
I don't think so, and I think if somebody was outrageous enough to do something like that, I don't know how I'd feel about it, because I always tell people don't spend any money, because, I don't know, I think that's a little awkward.
That would be a little awkward. Of course, those two have been together, they have children together, and like I said, money, their money is insane money. And I prefaced it by, I don't know a lot about, you know, the celebrity life and all of that, except for we know they make so much per picture and have a ton of money, and so they do give some away, so you can't take that away from them. But that is incredible. $19 million, your own island. Your own island. How crazy is that? Do you remember the best present you ever got? Do you have in your mind? I mean, it could be when you were a kid.
I mean, I think not necessarily birthday. I mean, for my birthday, I think the best, well, the most recent and best thing, I guess, I can remember is my buddies all chipped in, and we got some wild tickets, NHL tickets, together for on my birthday a couple of years ago. But I think the present I was most excited about, and I think we've actually talked about this during one of our Christmas shows, was when I was younger, I got the first Nintendo, totally by surprise, from my parents, and I had never been more excited and more surprised in my entire life.
A Nintendo, that is cool.
Yeah,
that's a good present. We didn't talk about that. That's cool.
I didn't ask for it, but my parents knew I was going over to some of the neighbor kids' house to play it, and so they went and got me one, and I never asked for it, wasn't expecting it, and obviously when you're, I think I was like maybe 7 or 8 years old when I got it, and you get a Nintendo, that's super exciting, and then out of the blue, not expecting it either, that was just total, utter excitement and joy for me.
I love that. I think that with gifts, to me personally, I'm more the giver. I'd rather somebody be excited by the gift that I gave. I'm almost like a little like Matt. I don't care about the gifts. I don't want somebody to go out of their way and be ridiculous and spend some crazy amount of money or, you know, whatever. But probably for me, the best gift, it's the same thing. I was a kid. See, it makes a difference, I think, when you're younger. And my grandfather, and I didn't know this, I was so young. My grandmother had cancer, and who knew? She looked healthy and young to me. So he decided he was going to surprise us, and she was going to take us to California because my aunt lived in San Francisco, and we got tickets to go. So we're on a plane for the first time, I think, and I was probably 7 or 8, and we went to San Francisco, and then we flew down to Disneyland, and that was wild. I mean, it was like Christmas morning, and we're going on a plane, and we're flying to Disneyland and to California, and that was like an exotic. It's like we were flying to our own $19 million island. We're going to California. When you live on the East Coast, well, you'd know this, all of you listening in your nooks and crannies. When you live outside of California, especially you live in the Midwest, or you live in the East, or you live in the South, I mean, California is like an alien planet. Those Californians, isn't that where avocados come from? It just seems so far away. And then all of a sudden you're on the plane. It is like going to an island. As a kid, it was crazy, crazy wild and crazy fun. But I think there's something about the whole, I think there's something about watching somebody with the gift that is more exciting. I'm sure Matt's parents got a huge kick out of the fact that he reacted that way over Nintendo. Now with these games, it's just like a list. People just have a list of, here's my games that I want. Kids just have a list. Here's my game list for the kids who are really into the gaming thing, where they're playing every new game that comes out, and how much, you know, the commercials now look like movies. They look, when you're watching it, it looks like you're Call of Duty, whatever. You're watching it, and it looks like you're watching a preview of a movie. Even some movie stars are in the little scenario of whatever the game is. It's crazy because gaming is so big and there's so much money to be made in it that they pump up those games and have really, really, really slick promotion. So pretty wild that a $19 million island, I have to say, for a birthday present. I'm sure Brad Pitt, when he was a kid growing up in Missouri, wasn't thinking that at some point he would be the recipient of his own island. And who knows? I mean, they must have a bunch of houses, you know, all over the place. A couple of things to remind you about. Don't forget, Biggest Turkeys coming up in our next show, our last show as we head into Thanksgiving. And, you know, there's so many directions you can go with when we talk about turkeys overall, whether it's in the political arena, which there's some obvious layups there. Of course, it may differ for people that call in or send us their turkeys. And there's the obvious turkeys in the world of sports. You think of the whole thing that just happened with Alex Rodriguez and the doping deal and everything in baseball. And, I mean, I could probably give you 10 different things off the top of my head. And in other parts of life in general, dopey things, like the people that, I mean, overall, the biggest turkeys, I think, is this new crazy swatting thing. I mean, I love the names now for the stupid things that some teenagers do. So what is swatting? Swatting is when somebody calls up, they do the 911 call, and they send emergency crews or fire crews, whatever, to famous people's houses. And they go, and it's, there is nothing happening there, and they show up at weird times in the middle of the night or whenever they get the calls, and they rig them so they seem like they're real calls, and it's called swatting, which now they say they're going to try to prosecute some of those people and then slap them with a great big fine. Too bad, because, you know someone's going to pull one of those swatting moves, and then there's going to be somebody in real trouble, and they're not going to be able to get there in time, and it's going to be because of that, and somebody's going to get in much bigger trouble than what they thought they were going to get into, because what seemed like a harmless gag will explode, I think, on them. And let's hope that they nip that in the bud, that's for sure. Hey, any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.